The Metal Gamers Podcast is brought to you by We Will Come to the Metal Gamers Podcast. I am your host, Kyle McLemore. Joined with me is Mike McGowan. I told you so. You didn't believe me.
Where's the tissue?
All the other boys are gone, forgotten. And so don't think about it.
Who?
I'm just kidding. No. Mike, Joe, and Josh are off on assignment right now, so don't worry about them. They're playing some secret games, listening to some secret metal that you can't talk about yet, so don't worry about it.
What
Except
did that...
Mike is actually working on some secret show stuff for us, so that's going to be real fun.
Okay, I was wondering about that, because his message, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm balls deep in defining... This, and this that didn't exist yet. And I was like, what? What does that even mean?
Yeah, I asked if anyone else was available for the podcast, and Mike said, I'm balls deep in defining light fixtures that didn't exist yet.
Okay, see, I didn't want to say
someone
it,
who doesn't understand what they're talking about, it sounds like he's doing some weird wizard shit.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty cool, and I'm into that. Could be a video game thing, you never really know.
Defining but, light fixtures that didn't exist yet. Hey man,
no,
can
we
you
invested
just,
in
just play a video game on your Friday night or something.
We invested in a light show for our live events. So Mike is getting them together and programming the sequence for them. So you know.
We're
gonna have
work.
Ourselves some fancy stuff for our next show. And there on out. We want our little DIY band to be as cool as possible when we actually play on stage. So when someone sees us, they'll be like, wow, that was actually really, really cool.
Dude, you guys have...
So we'll see.
Infinity Cinema has hit the point that I've always wanted the band to get to, which is just, yeah, we're the shit. We're just going to do it ourselves here. Here's like a here's a USB flash drive. Plug it into your computer. Like,
yeah.
Here's our mix. Here's our lights.
Where's your guitar is at? Here's this one cable.
Yeah.
Plug it into your PA system.
Oh, we're my good God. To go.
I think that's what it is right now. I can't tell. We got like three cables? I don't know.
You guys, the setup you guys get every time I see you guys, it's like, keeps getting tighter, keeps getting more refined and efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't play a ton of shows because we're just like trying to refine exactly what we want to do when we do play shows. I don't want to just go out and play a bunch of like... Hey, play at this shitty bar where it's uncomfortable and people are smoking or whatever the fuck ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that. Please, you're not going to pay me. I know how this goes.
I've been here before.
That's pretty much how it is. It's like, I've been playing shows since I was like 15. I'm like, I know what I like, I know what I don't like, and I know what's worth my time, and most shows are not, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No offense on people who want to do that shit. If you want to do that shit, if you just want to be a band that's like, hey, we're going to go out and play every night, then do it. I don't care. I don't want to. That's the whole thing.
It shouldn't be the expectation.
Yeah, but anyways, if this is your first time listening to the Metal Gamers Podcast, these are all the same. This is just how it goes. Don't worry about it.
That was the metal part of
there's
it.
There's no lore. There's no mythological secret.
No running jokes.
Trying to figure out for years.
Yeah, no long-running jokes or bits or characters.
Yep.
Just,
but you can go to patreon.com/TheMetalGamersPodcast where you can get these episodes early, and I may throw some sprinkle in some extra stuff, which I've never done, so I'm lying to you right now.
I was like, oh shit, you will?
No, absolutely not. Will we stream? Maybe. Like I said, my schedule
changed,
so you're lucky to get an episode, but yeah, I am working on some extra stuff for doing some streaming and different things in the future. You know, it's going to be all fun and games, but until then, I'm addicted to Fallout 4.
Okay.
Believe it.
I want to hear about this. Like,
okay.
You played through Fallout 4 before, correct?
I fell off somewhere, for sure.
Somewhere. Are you going?
I remember I got to Diamond City. Like, I was, I don't know how far in I was, but I got heavily distracted by the base building and got burnt out on the base building because, like, it appeals to my OCD in a way. I totally forgot, too. Like, hopping back into this, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I can clean up a lot of this stuff. And I'm like, that's not good. The first time I played through this, I tried to meticulously make every little thing I could in Sanctuary.
Oh,
and I got
fuck.
So fucking stuck that I was just like, I can't play the game. Like, anytime I go out, I feel like, oh, I found more stuff for Sanctuary. Let me head back there and fix this thing up that I had going on. And I'm like, man, this really broke me. So this round, I'm like, prefab there, prefab there, and beds, and it's like efficient as it can be, and I'm not like making it a dream home or anything like that. I'm still getting stuck being like, I gotta clean up all these tires. Like, there's a shit ton of tires. I gotta clean it up.
Dude, we are complete opposites. I'm not even going to fuck with that stuff this playthrough. Like, yeah. I'm like, nah, I don't give a shit. Like,
Sounds like the dream.
Dude, I sat there in front of Preston Garvey when he was like, thanks for helping us out. And I was like, yeah, whatever, man. He's like, what are you out here trying to do? I was like, that's really none of your business. And then he's like, well, we're going to head to this place. Like, you know, if you want to come help us out. And I was like, right there, I went, do I kill them? I could kill. Oh my God. I looked around and I was like, I could take them. I could take all of them. Yeah. I could kill them all. I am playing a no holds bar. I'm going with, like, my character was formerly a part of the military and did, like, espionage and dark shit. So it's like, I'm coming across people and I'm like, I'm debating right away, like.
Yeah, there was a reason that you survived that vault. Like, oh, this guy knows some shit.
It's like, this is almost like this is almost like his dream. Like, when you get out of the vault in Fallout 4, you have your wedding ring and another wedding ring. And yeah. As I was listening to the holotape that your wife leaves you, I took off my wedding ring and I went, I'm like, I'm not that man anymore. And I dropped both the wedding rings.
Oh my God.
And walked away. Cool. And like, I'm really trying to role play as hard as I can in this one. So like, I went with like I went with like hard intelligence and perception and charisma to like be able to talk and like sneak and do shit. Like, I'm going full. Like, my guy was a former like espionage guy and he's fucked up. But this is like kind of like his dream scenario. Like, finally I can lean into my sociopath tendencies.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm going like ultimate good boy Wild West. Like, I just always love doing the gun stuff, so I'm doing the gun nut stuff.
Okay.
Agility all the way, crank that shit all the way up so I can sneak. I can sneak anywhere and pop people's heads off from miles away.
Yeah.
And like do really good up close combat with pistols and stuff. So fun. The gun combat is really good.
Are you playing it with controller or mouse keyboard? What are you playing it on?
I'm playing on PlayStation 5, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Controller.
I went full.
And man,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I went full PC. I know we're jumping over each other. I went full PC this time, but I'm kind of slightly regretting it because I feel like my load times when I go in and out of places is still really long.
Really?
Yeah, like when you go into like a building or out of a building, is it loading for a while or do you feel like it's pretty quick?
No, that's pretty fucking quick.
Yeah, it's very quick. There's a PC problem again, of course. Like, PC Fallout 4 next-gen update is not without its real there's apparently a slew of bugs. The widescreen support is just a stretch screen.
That's so stupid.
Kyle,
dumb.
Kyle, just for shits and gigs, I would recommend bringing your PS5 into your computer room because it's apparently supports widescreen on console very well, and it's like it can go up to 1440p. Wow. Like, they've got cool. It for some reason it's tuned in pretty well for console for whatever it's worth.
I got a 1440 TV and dude, it looks fucking
nice.
Great.
So never
there.
Mind, you've got it. You're already working.
It looks amazing. Like, I'm addicted to looking at this game. Like, I can't believe we're honestly at a point in video games where it's like they look as good as my imagination could take it. Like,
like, dude, things like Dragon's Dogma is
so
up there.
Immersive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only if Dragon's Dogma didn't look so fucking goofy sometimes.
Yeah, it's got its moments for sure.
Like, I mean, man, these character models sure are made of butter.
So what do you? Weird. So, do you think you're gonna go far this time, or do you like?
I'm hooked. I'm hooked, and I'm already like, I feel like I'm almost caught up. I remember I got to Diamond City the first time, and that's about it. I talked to Nick Valentine like one time, and I was like, all right, I'm done. I don't know why. Like, I probably found something else to play. It came out in 2015, so it could have been like Metal Gear or The Witcher. I don't know. Like, it was a big year for games.
Yeah.
So who fucking knows what happened? But this go around, I'm absolutely hooked.
I'm trying to. Did you ever do a lot of the hacking for the terminals?
I mean, I do it when I can, but I don't have like a super high whatever it is to do it. Yeah.
Do you know about the finding the brackets and stuff?
Yeah, it's basically Wordle, right?
I don't know Wordle too well. I mean, Wordle in terms of like guessing the words and stuff. But if you scroll through all the other random symbols and stuff, there are some brackets that get highlighted. And if you click on them, they'll remove the duds or reset your tries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. So even on the, like, just scroll through them all real quick. And sometimes you'll see, like, it'll be like two or three symbols that create a bracket, or it'll be like four. It'll be a bunch. But so, yeah, they'll remove the duds to where there's only like five answers left.
Interesting. Yeah. I haven't had too much trouble with it because I just play it like Wordle and I get it in like one or two tries.
Hell yeah.
It's like, oh, 0% likeliness? Okay. Then it's it can't be any of those letters in any of those places.
Yeah.
Easy. Just pick the opposite of that.
Well,
yeah, that's it.
Well, that's the thing, because you're going with a low intelligence run, so you'll probably never be able to pick or hack more than novice. Those things get crazy long. Like when you get to like expert and stuff or master, those terminals get wild. You'll be like, that's not even a word.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got like the first Fallout downloaded as well, just because I like kind of want to poke my toe into each one of them, because I'm like, I'm just like so fascinated by this world. Listen to a podcast like go through the first two games, because I was very unfamiliar with what those were all about. Like, I know 3 and 4 New Vegas fairly well, at least from, like, people talking about them. But 1 and 2 were, like, a mystery for me.
Oh, really?
And they're fascinating.
In yeah.
Like, a billion different ways.
Dude, you learn so much. Like, I was not aware how much of the Fallout TV series, no spoilers, were tied into a lot of the lore initially established in Fallout 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's what made it more fascinating to me, because I remember people talking about like New Vegas and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's interesting, but
yeah.
It's more referencing 1 and 2.
It really is referencing more 1 and 2. Like, one of the major kind of towns that they talk about in the show, I was not aware was like a location you go to. And I believe Fallout 2.
In 1.
Oh, is it 1? Okay, yeah, Fallout 1.
I think it's both, actually. So
yeah, it could be. I think it's like the hub city, but it's pretty big.
I was trying to think of, like, canonically, like, what kind of characters I wanted to make and roll in these different games. Like, all, like, kind of have, like, the Western vibe, because I wanted to drop Alaric in New Vegas, because, like, nice. Oh my god, it's such a cowboy game.
Oh, yeah, come on.
And that game is really fun, too. Like, it definitely has better vibes than 4 does. I'll say that. Where 4 is very much, like, the pacing of 4, I think, is kind of dog shit, honestly.
Oh, it's awful.
Holy shit.
Dude, name a game where it lets you beat an end game enemy right at the start.
I mean, having an end game enemy there, sure, but like this,
you can beat
Dark Souls or something like that.
You can beat it. Like, I mean, yeah, okay. To your point, like Dark Souls 3 is a fair example. You can defeat that boss right at the beginning, and I don't know if it does.
But
anything.
It's a challenge. Yeah. Where in Fallout 4 is very easy and very.
It gives you a Gatling
gun
and a power
that.
Armor. Yeah, it's so strange. So it's like, it kind of kills the tension, because you kill a Deathclaw.
Not too far down the road is another set of power armor. Like it's right over there
that you can hack a terminal. There's a fusion core. There's like fusion cells fusion cores everywhere. Like, it's a little strange, man. There's a fat man and a nuke. Like. Right from where you come out. Like, it's kind of wild, like, what it'll give you. But, like, it rewards the exploration and the kind of beating your head against the wall. Because sometimes, man, even, like, hey, go to Diamond City. It's like, I got to go how far and through this whole town? There's, like, super mutants over here that are blowing themselves up. These guys are fighting over here. Like, you got to go through fucking hell to get through Diamond City. I don't remember that, dude.
It's very far, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I thought Diamond City was way closer.
Nope, that's why I recall that being like the end for me at that point.
The end. That is literally the first major town you get to.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, I focus on Sanctuary so much, and then after realizing how many fucking other places that they wanted you to save and build up and shit, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I just literally couldn't get it out of my head to just ignore that shit and play the game.
So you have to be careful because Fallout 4 introduced Radiant Quests, Are you familiar with that?
I'm familiar with it in Skyrim.
Yeah, so a Radiant quest being you keep going back to this person and they're going to keep having another quest for
infinite
you to do.
Quests, yeah.
So you got to be careful
like
with
procedurally generated quests, yeah.
So you got to be careful with the Preston Garvey stuff because that's what it is after this point. So like if you want to invest in one spot, do it. Invest in Sanctuary, yeah. go hog wild, do your thing. But like you don't need to worry about linking settlements together and doing this. Like you don't do that to yourself. Because
no, that's gonna happen. But I'm gonna make it as easy as possible on myself.
Good
like
luck,
I said,
man.
Prefabricated buildings,
buddy,
prefabricated. Here's your little shit.
It's there April 26th as recording. You have almost two
that's
months
right.
before fucking Shadow of the Erdtree, so you better get it out of your system.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You better.
Is that what's next? Oh my god.
I think that's the next big thing for some of us.
That's problematic.
I can't remember what May has in store. So.
And I still have to get through Dragon's Dogma 2. I have played more of that. I switched to my Mystic Spear hand and started whooping ass on people with it.
Yeah. God, that feels
it's pretty
good.
Fun. It's pretty broken. Like.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you can have just be invincible for a solid, like, 15 seconds or whatever the fuck it is. Like, okay. Yeah, you and all your friends just won't take damage for a little while. I'm like, that's crazy.
What is it? Are
just
you
teleport around.
Isn't it the when an enemy is stunned, you can, like, lift them up and move and, like, throw them?
I don't know. I'm
not,
like...
You could do that.
I'm pretty early on in that class. I have seen the one spell where you can lift up like everything around you and toss it at the nearest enemy, which is really fucking cool.
So I think the evolution
like items
of that
and
one,
enemies.
So I think the evolution of that one is you can like pick an enemy up and just decide where you want to throw them, which that gets bonkers. Like you're just like, and
Psyops,
you out of here.
Conspiracy.
Yeah. God, don't just remake it. It's control.
Forever.
It's control. Control is the new PsyOps. Dude, the fact that we had PsyOps, the Mindgate conspiracy in Second Sight. Other kids had control.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Spoiled.
I know, dude.
Can't wait for Control 2.
God, give it to me. I want their Max Payne remakes, man. But, so how much further have you gotten into Dragon's Dogma 2?
Not much further. I'm still just doing side shit and exploring around. I unlocked the Magic Archer class and all that stuff.
Okay.
And, went through a god-awful fucking dungeon trying to get there. Even though I wasn't intentionally trying to get there, I literally just looked at the map and was like, I'm just gonna go explore and I don't feel like doing the main quest anymore. I'm just trying to level up Archer, which I did. I leveled it up all the way before I switched to Mystic Spear Hand. Still don't think Archer is very fun, but it does get very cool by the end, so
okay.
I think they all get pretty good. I still think Warrior is the best class. It's super fun. The big bonk is the way. Like when you knock the shit out of like any giant creature and they fall down to the ground and you just walk over to their head and just waddle over there and then just like charge your attack all the way and just watch their health go away. Come on.
I think I'm at the point with the game where I'll probably put it down and just wait for whatever expansion potentially comes out.
Yeah. Like, you're technically done with it, right?
Yeah, in a way that I feel like I am. Like,
you saw the credits of the team that made it?
Yeah, but my big thing was like I just butt my head against sometimes the way Eastern developers do their games and like their dialogue and their questing. So sometimes I felt like I came across the ending way too fast and like I didn't when I hear about other experiences that gamers have had with this game I'm like you did what? that's crazy. Like I'm at the end game and I didn't see Magic Archer. So like I didn't see the Sphinx. There's like a lot of shit I didn't do and like Kyle when you look at the map you'll notice in like in the first area and the second area there's like a big black circle in like the middle of both those areas.
The middle, yeah.
And I'm like is that something that I haven't seen or found or is like is that part of this end game stuff and that doesn't seem to be the case I think. So it's like I don't know. I've had my experience with the game. I'm really happy with it and I love that game, but like I don't know. I've just got to move on. Like Fallout's got my attention right now. Hades has my attention so bad right now. Like I hit a point with
Hades is good.
that I didn't hit before. Like, I never made it to the end. I've never made a complete run. Like, I just was...
Really?
Yeah, so... But now, I have. Like, a couple times now. And, like, made complete runs, beat the boss at the end. Like, I'm starting to get to these other parts of the game that I've never gotten to before that I'm like, oh, I can do this now, or I can upgrade this, or there's this now. Like, it's made me so excited for that sequel. I'm signed up for that playtest. I hope I get in. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh man. I'm just tearing through Hades right now in Helldivers.
Yeah, I don't think I ever heard anything about that fucking mecha break.
You beta, had,
which I'm kinda glad for.
You had to sign up. You have to sign up through the Discord.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I
that, I'm not either. I'm not joining game Discords. I'm not doing that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll check it out.
If it's not available,
demo or open beta or something.
If it's not through Steam, I'm not doing it. I'm not joining your fucking Discord.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. I did this with Exoprimal, and then Exoprimal's Discord famously imploded on itself, and I watched
it. Did
it? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, the like Go one on. Of the one of the mods of Exoprimal got offended by, I believe, either a critique of a class that they mained, or it was a critique of how they were modding the Discord. It's one of the two.
Something petty.
Something petty
is what you're telling
that
me.
That as a mod, you should be pretty thick-skinned about, in my opinion. That's my opinion. And they basically started like shutting down parts of the Discord mod of like the Discord.
My God.
It like they were censoring people. It was getting kind of out of hand. Like somebody was power tripping, in my opinion. And so Jesus, it just Christ. It became a whole thing. It was bad. It, like, I'll never join another Discord again.
That's hilarious.
The one for to be fair, but to totally be fair, the one for Destiny 2 is a good community Discord. I was in that one for a while.
Okay, sure. It's just Exoprimal is the funniest one that it could
have
been.
That's the crazy. I was in that one for like 2 weeks, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
I imagine the Tekken 8 one is just them harassing the devs to put fucking Waffle House in there.
I'm honestly surprised they haven't. It's pretty great.
People keep cosplaying and posing outside of Waffle House, and like. Waffle Homes? I don't know. What's the plural of a waffle?
Waffle establishment.
The Kingdom of Waffle? I don't know. That's what I'm making in Fallout. The Kingdom of Waffle. I love all the like extra DLC signs and shit that there are in there. There's so much! It's like an infinite amount of posters and shit. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah
I'm getting sucked into that. It's going to be a problem.
Oh. Alright. You been playing anything else?
No. Now it's time for the news.
There we go. It may
or might not be news. Yeah. All right. For today's news, let's talk about Embracer Group and how their cold-hearted nature has continued them on the path of decay and destruction. They split into three groups. I can't remember the names of those groups, but they're like, hey, we're not good as one company. We're going to try being three. One I believe is called Middle Earth something. Let me look this shit up, actually.
This is so dumb.
Yeah, it's real dumb.
Hey, like, we don't operate well as one company, so we'll separate as three companies. But what we're probably not telling you is how there's a board that manages all three companies. Like, it's probably not going to work.
Asmodee. Oh, yeah. I hate how many, like, good IPs and, like, previously good companies that they have absorbed. Everyone was on the fence about this the entire way leading up to it. I remember talking about it all the time, being like, oh, this other company got embraced. Uh-oh. Like,
yeah,
someone's been embraced.
What a name for a company and then a reputation to gain from that name. Oh, you've been embraced?
Yeah.
Nice knowing you. You'll sit in
limbo. So the three companies are Asmodee, which I believe is talking about tabletop games and
which is a reference to Asmodean, which is a last name from Tieflings.
Oh, interesting.
I would know.
Coffee
because
Stain
that's...
and Friends.
Wait, which Coffee Stain
I didn't realize
is
Coffee Stain.
That's Deep Rock.
Yeah, Deep Rock and Valheim.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
There's a lot of.
They're going. They're somehow getting by unscathed. This is amazing.
And Middle Earth Enterprises and Friends.
Oh yeah, do you remember their statement? Do you remember their statement like 6 months ago where they were like, we need to, what was the word, like...
Exploit?
Yeah, exploit. Like, they said exploit, dude.
We need to exploit Lord of the Rings. Oh. So, I don't know if they were responsible for Gollum, but I think they, I'm pretty sure they have the license on Lord of the Rings games, like, through and through now, which fucking sucks. Like, companies are just ruining, like, the gaming world, I swear.
Yeah.
Like, the combination of Warner Brothers and now the Embracer Group have just ruined what we could have potentially had for Lord of the Rings games in the future. Middle Earth was so fucking cool, and then Embracer was like, well, you can't do that anymore. And also WB was like, well, also, no one can do the Nemesis system but us either. So it's just like, boy, oh boy, we had these cool toys, but these companies decided to say, fuck you, so...
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so shitty.
Embracer has purchased more franchises than they've continued or republished or remastered or remade. Like, they own some of the most lucrative franchises you can interact with.
Yeah.
And they have...
I think the funniest thing about this so far is that Middle-Earth Enterprises and Friends, which is always funny to put and Friends
and
at the
Friends.
End.
The fuck is that? Middle it's Earth Enterprises and Friends. What is this?
It's literally all the other companies that have nothing to do with Lord of the Rings being shuffled into, hey, you're in this third company. Like, Lara Croft is stuck over there now, and Legacy of Kain is now stuck over at Middle Earth. So, Middle Earth Enterprises is now the holder of the Legacy of Kain series. So,
Kyle.
That's hilarious.
Kyle, if a game is bad as Gollum comes out, but with the Soul Reaver IP.
First off, let's be very clear. I will play it.
I will buy it at full price.
But if it sucks, I will be fucking devastated.
Yeah.
Like, Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver, like any if any of that is to come back, I would be so fucking heartbroken if it's shit.
Like, you know who I want to have it?
Hmm.
More than anybody? Fucking Naughty Dog. I want them to take that dramatic ass fucking story and just turn it into like the most crazy linear action adventure ever.
Hear me out. I don't disagree. That is a great choice. But if I could have it my way,
oh, thank you.
Sucker Punch.
Oh, that'd be cool too. Oh, yeah.
Sucker Punch.
Come on.
If they're not
gonna do Ghost of Tsushima, but your Soul Reaver, come on.
If you're not gonna do another Infamous, Soul Reaver, please.
Do it in Dracula Land, whatever that could be.
God, man. Yeah, I
keep coming up with banger ideas on this podcast.
We're gonna keep doing it. Somebody
breaks my heart every time.
Speaking of companies, speaking of companies making bad decisions, do you have the Escape from Tarkov news on here?
I don't. Please enlighten me.
If those who are not familiar, Escape from Tarkov is one of the more popular extraction shooters out there on the market. Much like there are, Destiny is kind of considered like one of the titans of like the live service, and there's been plenty of, quote, Destiny killers, Destiny likes, and they've all come and fallen. There have been many games like Escape from Tarkov, the extraction shooter, but none have nailed it, which is why the Bungie Marathon game is very exciting, because that's an extraction shooter based on an old IP. Anyway. Escape from Tarkov recently just announced the Unheard edition of Escape from Tarkov. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for most people, they would be thinking, cool, this sounds like an expansion from Escape from Tarkov. Cool for them. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. What most of you probably aren't aware of is that Escape from Tarkov famously has pretty expensive, like, deluxe editions, normally around the price tag of $150. And most players buy those editions. It is a common phrase in Escape from Tarkov that I more often see deluxe edition holders of the game via some kind of in-game cosmetic or armband, gun, clan emblem, whatever that says, oh, you own the deluxe edition. You see more of those players than you'd see standard edition players. With that in mind, this new edition of the game came out called the Unheard Edition. It is $250. Not the deluxe edition, the expansion, is $250.
Holy shit.
Because with this edition, you are getting the first ever PvE mode in Escape from Tarkov. Because the point of Escape from Tarkov, it is a battle royale extraction type. So you're jumping into a map or a match every time with the gear that you currently had on you, or as a new player, whatever you're going to find. Whatever you extract with, you keep. If you die, that's it. You lose your shit. If you play Dark and Darker, very similar concept. So,
yeah, I was just going to bring that up, actually.
So with this PvE mode, it's co-op PvE. There are no wipes. You can play with your friends offline. It's, you know, kind of a more relaxed way to play the game. The only way to get that mode is with this
$250.
Now.
Oh, no.
Is it the price tag that is upsetting their community? No, surprisingly. But to some, it is pretty brazen. The real issue comes with last expansion, Edge of Darkness for Escape from Tarkov. That was $150. Part of the promise of that expansion, if you bought it, was you would get all of the next released DLC for Escape from Tarkov. That does not include this $250 edition. So that game mode, that DLC, that thing you have to download to your to play it, you do not get if you bought that $150 edition however long ago, which was not that long ago, like last year the most. And so the company is abbreviated BSG, and I don't remember what it stands for, not to be confused with Bethesda Game Studios. BSG has changed their writing and wording on their websites to get out of legal trouble from this already. Like, this is becoming a huge fucking issue for them. The community is turning on them really hard. Like, you sold someone a $150 edition of the game, and with very generic wording that at this point in the age of digital downloads and people getting DLC, we've all come to understand, oh, I buy this edition, I get all future things. The wording's pretty fucking clear. So then BSG comes out and goes, this new game mode isn't DLC. It's a feature. Therefore, not the same as a DLC. Hey,
right.
What does DLC stand for, you fucking moron? Downloadable content. Is it down? Do I have to download it? Is it therefore content for which I can play? Like, the wording is pretty iron fucking clad, dude.
Man, the capitalistic society has just ruined another system.
Yeah, I'm sorry if that was a little long for everybody, but it's just, it's incredible how out of hand this is getting. Like,
no, you're good. Like, I had no idea.
This is a unanimously bad decision, top to bottom. Companies that have entire groups and fields in their company that go, hey, tell us if this is a bad idea. Hey, tell us if the community would like this. Hey, is this a great marketing idea? Hey, will this go over legally? You had to have gotten no's in some of those, right? Like,
it'll make us so much money.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, I think what a lot of people don't want to admit, or to themselves or as a community, is the whales outweigh the people who will speak up.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is, you know? If anyone else is interested in looking this up and just want to watch and learn some more, plenty of people on YouTube have covered this. Just look up Escape from Tarkov Unheard Edition. It's about all you'll really need. You can find whatever you're looking for there.
It's not available on Steam, is it?
Escape from Tarkov? No, I believe that's a PC game very much, too.
I mean, it's a PC game, but I don't think it's on Steam, right?
You do have to go through their specific thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are correct.
I feel like that's another legal dodge in some direction. Like,
you're not wrong.
Seems sketchy.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It is not on Steam as of just now looking that up. Good call, Kyle. Yeah. Good call. But yeah, just something that's out there in the news right now.
Play at your own risk, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But that was my big thing that I had kind of been tracking this week.
Cool. I'm into it. Let's see. Stellar Blade came out this week.
Oh, yeah, fuck! I forgot.
Checking that fucking game.
Dude.
It looks good. It's getting some good scores out there.
Dude, my favorite comment ever that I have seen about this game, which for if those who have seen Stellar Blade know exactly what this is going to mean, is a guy commented on the YouTube video for the trailer for this game. He goes, in the 7 years I've been married to my wife, I'm going to now have to ask her if it's okay if I play a game. Dude, you cannot play this game as a male with a significant other that is a female and be comfortable with them walking in the room. You just can't.
That's why I'm in the perfect position to enjoy some Stellar Blade.
I'm living through you. Please.
What? Igmar, don't worry about it.
Thank you. I can only play
it
in your house.
For all the fucking pervs out there. Be all right.
Only once you get fiber.
Yoko Taro, the creator of Nier Automata, said that he had played it and he'd seen it and he was incredibly jealous of it. He said, it looks incredible. It looks better than Nier. I love it. Oh my God. Which I love so much.
Kyle needed more marketing for a video game that he was going to buy than that.
I think it's cool when game creators can like look at other games and be like, that's cool as fuck. I love that. And it's just neat. They're obviously influenced by Nier. Like, you can't say it. You can't look at that and say it's not. Like, oh, wow, sexy android waifu and robot world hell or whatever. Like, yeah, it's very similar themes going on here.
That is very true. I got so bummed out when Elden Ring came out and some of the Horizon developers were saying dumb shit. I was like, guys, like, I love Horizon. Please don't be like this.
Yeah, what the fuck? I hate when that shit happens. That, dude. Like, just, if you have nothing nice to say, just don't fucking say it. Keep it to yourself. Don't publish that shit.
Yeah, that was, that bummed me out.
I don't understand people that are like, hey, I have this terrible take on somebody. I feel like I need to write this shit down. I need to hit post. I need everyone to see it.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yep, it happens sometimes.
Anyway.
Stellar Blade did have this other weird little, like, thing where they wanted them to change some decals or something like that. Like,
did
this
you
racist thing. I don't really know how that goes, but I think it was just, like, a really weird either mistranslation or just a bad coincidence that, like, these two stores next to each other, like, one thing says hard, and then the other thing says, like, our shop or something like that. So, if you see those two things next to each other by happenstance, it looks like it says hard R, which a lot of people are conceiving as, like, oh, no, it's racist now. Stellar Blade's racist. I'm like, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. I really don't. I think that could be a simple...
Pretty sure this was, like, a nothing thing, but whatever.
It's a translation problem, probably... At the same time, like, the people translating it to English should probably have maybe recognized that that could be a potential problem, but, like, I don't know, man. Unless you actually know the extent of, like, what their intent was, it was made over in the East, man. Like, I don't know. I don't know if they know about that stuff. I really don't.
Pretty sure that's not the focus. I don't think that's the message they're trying to get across. Pretty sure they're just trying to make people horny and have fun doing it.
If I could accuse that developer of doing anything, it's trying to make the gamers horny. That is it. I can say that with a full confidence.
Kellogg's was right. And if you want to know more about that, look it up.
Just I gotta ask, because I've watched the demos when they came out for this game. Have you seen the intro of this game at all?
No.
Just so everyone is aware, the first time the main character is shown, she is shown being pulled out of something, and, like, she spins, and, like, her boobs and stuff are in the scene, and there's, like, an explosion behind it.
You can literally see her tits and ass at the same time in the first shot, like, as bare as possible.
It's fucking hilarious.
But she was a skeleton, like, seconds before that, so it's not, like, you know.
It's so you know, crazy, dude.
The loopholes, Micah. You don't understand.
I don't. I don't.
Let's see. Nintendo and Epic apparently are pissed off at each other. Not really pissed off at each other, but they don't want to play nice with their characters. Even though the Fortnite has absorbed every pop culture character from Peter Griffin to Solid Snake. And that was like only in like the last couple months.
I know. I know, dude. That's not even like, that long. That's like 7 months ago.
They just can't get a hold of them sweet, sweet Nintendo characters. And the only reason is because Nintendo... Arcons, and that's it.
Bro, so not only is there this, like, kind of epic squabble back and forth, which is kind of whatever, Nintendo has their right to, like, No, I don't want my characters in your game. Okay, fine, whatever. Have you seen this shit with Garry's Mod? With Nintendo? So, Garry's Mod is a game you can download on Steam, and it's like this asset stuff where people create games using these kind of crazy
Yeah, I know what Garry's Mod is.
For those who don't. But anyway, Nintendo has stricken down 20 years worth of Garry's Mod games. Kyle.
Right. Because Nintendo characters are in them, I assume.
Yep. Now, Kyle. Yeah. Do you know what pulling 20 years of content looks like out of a game?
What?
I don't know. No one does. It's never had to happen before. These poor fucking guys are trying their best to do this. Like, I feel so fucking bad. They have to pull all of this content. Dude, 20 years.
Can you imagine, like, going to your family, like, Christmas and being like, hey, how's it been? Oh, it's been good. Oh, what do you do for a living nowadays? Ah, I play Garry's Mod for a company that hates them so I can find Pokemon and Princess Peach and be like, ah, there she is.
Dude.
File the suit.
I don't know what got up Nintendo's ass in the last, like, year and a half, 2 years. They have become very litigious and, like, shutting down the emulators, Garry's Mod stuff, going, like, I didn't even know about the Epic Store stuff.
I love the memes about Nintendo just hating their fans. Like, the worst thing you could do for Nintendo is play their fucking games, apparently.
Like, I've never seen a company so resistant to the norms of video. Like, remember when Persona came out, the latest Persona? And they were like shutting down streams.
When they did that all the time. They released? Did that for Tears of the Kingdom. Like, people were playing Tears of the Kingdom, or they
on
were playing Breath
date.
Of the Wild. Like, beforehand, they were playing Breath of the Wild. And they're like, ah, that looks like Tears of the Kingdom. Like, no, this is your game. What the fuck?
It's
look
like,
at it, Jesus.
I've never seen a company just like feel so left behind and so out of touch.
Yeah.
Nintendo
and they took down Yuzu lately.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever talked about that.
No,
but
we
like
didn't.
Yuzu's been shut down and like ran into the ground. Those poor unfortunate souls obliterated financially for the rest of their lives.
Like, I feel like Nintendo is that grandparent in the room that when they speak up, you're like, everybody listen. Like, they're talking. And then when they're like, here are these sucks. Gifts. And you're like, take the console. It's like the nice thing to do. Like, we don't want to upset Nintendo. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm so fucking sick of Nintendo, dude. Like, God damn
dude, okay,
it, dude.
So Nintendo Switch 2 is 1,000% happening within like the next 6 months, I'd imagine.
And it's for
at least
sure
getting announced or whatever. The
and it's for sure 3 to 5 years behind the Rogue Ally. For sure.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
But all it has to do is play their games.
Again.
And
which they can charge you for.
One, do they have the games and are they going to make you buy them again?
Kyle, listen to me right now. You know you want to buy Mario Kart 8 Deluxe again.
I haven't bought it once and I never will.
Like, I don't think they have another Mario Kart. I think they probably have another Mario. They probably have a Mario title. They probably have a vague idea. Dude, I guarantee you they're shitting their pants right now with Zelda. Because what the fuck do you do now?
Yeah. Well, they still got Metroid Prime 4, supposedly.
Maybe.
And they could do another Mario. It's been a while since they had a full-blown Mario. So.
I just... man, I don't know.
Not that I personally give a shit. Like, the only thing I ever needed was Super Smash Brothers, and they gave me that, and now they can't do anything else.
The smartest move Nintendo could make is fucking putting their shit on PC for real, and fucking, like, they're about to get left the fuck behind with handhelds.
True.
Like, dude, Asus.
They already are.
Asus Steam Deck, 5 years from now, that gimmick of theirs is fucking Nintendo needs to figure something out. Like,
but that's exactly why they're so protective over their characters, because they're like, no, we're literally selling you the hardware to get access to the characters you know and love.
Now,
you're not going to get them anywhere else.
Yes, we are.
Unless you do it illegally.
Yeah, and we're going to.
And that's why they're so harsh about doing shit legally.
You're
they're like,
your legal company
like,
will
honestly,
never be
I guarantee
bigger than
they
your population.
They may, they make more money suing people over this shit than they do selling consoles. I guarantee it.
Well, that business practice will eventually fall. Like,
that's the game.
Yeah.
Wario's behind the wheel of this shit.
It's ridiculous.
I ain't gonna win. It's good stuff. I just loved, like, when Mortal Kombat 11 was coming out.
Oh my god.
Was it? Mortal Kombat 1?
Infinite, whatever the fuck it's called now.
God damn. And
it looks so bad. It
looks so bad.
Like nightmares. Like, fucking, they're like, oh, just no islands. We just don't do islands on the Switch.
Looks like, oh, that could have released on the 64.
Oh my god, dude. I can't believe it sometimes.
Man. And they're still holding some games hostage, like Twilight Princess and Wind Waker are some of the most critically acclaimed Zelda games out there, and you still just can't play them on the fucking Switch.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, if they want to make money, the amount of money they are passing up on people not being able to play Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild on Steam is a number I can't fathom. Because there's plenty of people on Steam who do not want to try to fucking pirate stuff and emulate things. They would just like to buy the fucking game. Like, you're just leaving it on the fucking table because, what, I don't own a Switch? Like, alright, fine. Like, whatever. This console shit's gonna end eventually, dude. It's gonna hit a point, and I think you nailed it. How far away are we from a fucking PC with an Xbox logo on it? Like,
come on,
dude.
I mean, that's technically what they are, but I think they're just going to go full send with
it. Yeah, full send. Like, three different versions. 4090, 5090, whatever. Like, there's just going to be tiers of PC at this point. Like,
absolutely. Fully customize it. Go online and, like, just pick your parts, you know?
Dude, I'm going to...
You want it to glow? Sure.
I might support Ghost of Tsushima on Steam just so PlayStation gets the message.
I mean, it's worth the money.
It's going to be worth it. Dude, widescreen support... Fuck it. Like, I'll play that game again. Fuck it.
Helldivers 2 is still doing good. Apparently a new difficulty choices dropped.
Are you serious?
Is that true?
Oh, shit. I was just playing it today. I wasn't sure. They did say that we need to liberate a planet to get new stratagems. Like, again, dude, the game continues to feel so fucking alive.
Yep.
Like, I'm following the Helldivers 2 subreddit, and I check it like I check the news.
There's an app for it, and I keep thinking about getting it.
Like, I get
it. Like, you'll actually get notifications on updates and stuff like that. I'm like, that sounds really fucking fun, man.
If it's done, this concept.
And honestly, if anyone out there can help me out with this fucking concept, I've had an idea for a video game forever, and this is kind of similar to it. Where I wanted it very much based off of Knights of Cydonia, where there's a colony of people that live on a spaceship, and every now and again shit happens where they have to hop onto their mechs and, like, go out and do shit, fight and stuff like that. The concept is I wanted to have the living on a ship compartment, like, on your phone, be an app where you can actually walk around, socialize with your friends, do, like, some gear grinding, some whatever the fuck. But when you actually had to go out and do mech battles and stuff like that, you would have to get on your console or get on your PC and play, like, that application to actually launch. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you. Yeah. My brain immediately went into analytical mode, and I was like, this is just an idea. We don't have time to sit here and break apart these ideas and shit. But I like the idea. And hey, if you have not watched Knights of Cydonia on Netflix, yeah, sure, it only got 2 seasons, and it's not finished. But go watch it. It was cool. It was cool shit, dude. Yeah. Like, it's cool mech shit.
Very good. Got canceled because of Netflix. Case of the Netflix.
They have a case of fucking
just like
season
all
threes.
Other good shows.
Yeah. They're like the Steam. They're like the Valve of fucking me.
of streaming.
Yeah. They're like, we don't do threes. Sucks.
Anyways, what the fuck were we talking about? I went on a big tangent. Right?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, Helldivers. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Games as a service.
Yeah.
Yeah, Helldivers is so fucking cool. I love seeing, like, the fan-made stuff. There's so many people cosplaying and, like, running around, and the fandom is really cool, I should say.
Yeah, I love that there is a contingent of people who are dedicated to major orders, and that takes up the, what feels like the majority of the subreddit, which are like these coordinated groups of people, which number in the hundreds of thousands, it feels like.
Yeah.
And then you have a group of people, then you have two other sections of people. People who only fight automatons and people who only fight bugs. And I'm one of the people who only fight bugs, and Kyle is kind of one of the people who will just fight automatons all the goddamn time. And then, like, it's just so funny that...
I only do it when we have to. It's a major order, so that's why I'm over there.
And it's just so funny, man. Like, I love the community because, like, not only
do the mission.
The developers and the CEO, like, do things on Twitter and in lore and in universe, people will like shout dissonance at people who like show things in the game. Like, I just, the community is so funny, dude. Like, I can't get enough of this game. And even if I'm not playing it for a few days, I'm always checking the subreddit. I'm always like up to date with what's happening.
Same. Yeah. If I'm not playing it or even caught it, like, so many things have happened when I'm not playing. I'm like, oh man, I missed out on the thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. But it's still cool that it happened.
Yeah,
I love watching it from the outside.
You feel like a person like who's in the medical facility, like you can't fight or anything. You're like you're just hearing about these things, and then you finally get to play or something.
Yeah,
man, I fucking love that game, man.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm gonna play it when we get done here.
On the app or whatever, like it says, like, however many automatons, however many terminators have been killed. And on the subreddit, I saw they were like, why does it say 28 illuminates have been killed?
Oh,
what's going on?
Here we go.
What does that mean?
Testing, baby.
They're testing them, yeah. Or they died in the middle of hellfire. Who knows? Mm. Corey dropped a 380 and just killed one sneaking up on us. Son of a bitch.
Dude, I don't know if Corey listens to the podcast, and if he does, he is such a fucking gem to play with. Like, he is pure chaos. He overextends. He overthrows. Like, I love, like, oh, there's one net. There's a one singular bug nest to kill this nest. I'm going to throw a 500 kilogram on it. Like, it's like, dude, like, just throw a grenade or something. He's like, no, I have these and they're fun. And I'm like, ah, well, I can't fucking argue with that. Like,
can't argue with that. You are playing a video game, and I do not pay your sub, even though there isn't one. But
fair enough, sir. Thanks, fucking do you, man.
Yeah, shout out to him, Blind Rabbit, and President Ketchup for always, like, hopping in.
Dude.
Like,
what a fucking
hopping
man.
Hopping in on Tuesdays, and, like, we usually get a full squad every time. So,
yeah.
If anyone out there wants to play some Helldivers, hit us up.
Dude, Tuesdays.
Play with Mitchell.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah, we really do need to get Mitchell in some. But usually around Tuesdays, we're on.
Yeah. Might be able to do some more. I might actually be able to stream it a little bit.
Hell yeah.
Get my PlayStation in here, though. Mm. I thought about getting it on PC, but I don't think there's cross progress.
There's not.
I'm not starting over on that shit.
We could always,
sucks!
We could always do the Tuesday or Friday stream from my PC.
True. Yeah. But my view is going to be better because I have the jetpack.
True.
So
I can't believe I disagreed.
Or maybe it would look cooler.
I'm so upset now.
You were looking at me.
I'm so upset. I just immediately agreed to that. I'm so upset. I was like, yeah. And I was like, no, I didn't mean it.
That would look way cooler.
Fuck.
Like, oh, your instinct took over.
Fuck
and you knew in your heart.
Freudian
that
slip.
Man craves a jetpack.
I hate it. I hate when you jump over me. And
first
you land.
Man created fire, and then the wheel, and then only yearned for the jetpack afterwards.
Fuck off.
Anyways. It's going to be the new Valheim update. You can get the jetpack. Got to fight two dragons for it.
Mm.
For each jet on the pack. Can we talk about news? What's going on?
No, yeah, I think we're done.
I think we are. Yeah, I don't have a topic in particular this week.
That's good. I mean, we've pretty much gone
so
for an hour.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what to do about a theme song. Wanted to change it up. But
yeah, we're going to change some things up. Kyle's, you know, Kyle's the creative one. He's got a lot of free time lately, so... Well, not lately, but as of right now.
As of right now.
As of literally
I spent
today.
My first 2 days of freedom playing Fallout 4.
Hell
so
yeah.
Now, you know. And restringing my guitar.
That's what's up.
Wee.
Yeah, well, we're going to be changing some things up. I've, you know, some of the guys are usually busy. Me, I've usually got the most free time. So if Kyle's got time, we got time to do some things. Yeah. We're going to hopefully pop some strings.
We'll do
back
something.
Up. Yeah.
As long as we can do something, that's what matters.
That's what matters the most, guys. We're all doing it together. Thanks,
something.
Thanks, everybody, for still interacting in the Discord. That shit is a blast to go through all the time.
Except for Double Terry Wayne with his terrible takes.
I really feel like we need to do like a...
two T's are for, terrible take Terry.
I feel like Kyle should... You need... Kyle and or... maybe Kyle should mediate a one-on-one with me and Double Terry. Just going head-to-head on my hatred for Final Fantasy right now and his love
man,
for it.
Oh, man, just have like a fucking stubborn debate back and forth.
Like, we both prepare for it, bring some of our points. Like, we really
I don't know how I can mediate that.
I don't know, man. It's you or Joe, and I don't want Joe to do it. Joe scares me.
Fair enough. All right. Well, that'll be interesting, sure. Let's figure that out.
The challenge is out there, Double Terry.
Make sure you guys out there have a wonderful day, and make sure you listen to metal and play some video games at some point. You know? Make some time for it.
Just,
it's important.
Just fucking do it.
Your life deserves it.
Mike, quit.
YOLO, if you will.
Mike, quit trying to define the way lights look or exist or how they feel or, you know, who they even were. Just fucking sit back sometimes, man, and play some goddamn video games, Mike. God damn it!
Who they even were. Wow. Like,
I don't know.
Created some lore there. Somehow. Anyways.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Welcome to the new stage of history. The legend will never die. Foresee the events unfolding before their eyes. The Almighty Ones have granted you a sword to cut your own path. Battles risking the soul. A man becomes a slave to his own ambition. Her shadow moves with stealth and disappears into darkness. A man rises again. His fallen comrades, the power of darkness.
But yeah, Guitar Center is attached to a dead Best Buy. It's like a conjoined twins. One of them dies.
The other one has to live. It's like, look, man, that limb is frostbitten. It's got to go.
Do you? Yeah, I went in there because I'm looking for some drum shit. I actually did buy a, I can't remember the exact brand.
Did you buy a kit?
I bought a snare.
you appeased yourself in some way.
Well, it's going to be a large investment overall because I already own a maximum piece Mapex kit right now, you know?
Well, couldn't you in theory...
So I have something I could practice on.
Couldn't you in theory just buy the stands and stuff you want to just take the things off the Mapex set to create the smaller set? I know
I definitely have enough drums to create a small set and then still have a full Mapex kit.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to keep it in the shape that it's in because that's the setup that Joe uses, practices with.
Yeah.
So I don't want to fuck him up too much. And also, I do just really crave having a new set in general. Like, I want to experiment a little bit, especially when it comes to recording drums and stuff like that, because I'm... Like, the next album we do after this one, I want some live drums. There's a thing about live drums that you just cannot replicate with programming, no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Like, cymbals is the biggest thing for me, I think. Like, me and Mike agree on that one. Like, when it comes to recording cymbals, you are not getting the nuances when you're using programs.
And forgive my pure ignorance. It would be stupid to have Joe sit in front of an invisible set with just the cymbals and just play the cymbals, correct? Like, that's a stupid thing.
I don't know. I guarantee that's been done before.
I know what I mean when I'm saying it, but like, it just seems real stupid.
Like, hey, play the songs to just hit the cymbals.
Yeah, like, it sounds real dumb when I say it, but like, I wonder.
It also sounds like not fun to do either.
As a drummer, that sounds like a nightmare.
Even when it comes to like toms and stuff like that, there are still some nuances that you're not going to get with program no matter what you do.
Yeah.
So starting with a small kit, a four-piece kit, I think we can experiment and figure out like what sounds best, what sounds good, what do we want to do. Even using that room, we can actually film it and stuff and actually do like some drum playthrough stuff.
Yeah. Like one thing I've always... one thing I miss when I was growing up was always watching like the How It's Made documentaries for albums. And it was always so cool to hear like how they like, we set the drummer up in the bathroom for this song. And then we set him up at the bottom of the house because it's like a 3-story house. And we recorded the mics from the second story. Like, they would do these crazy, weird things. And like, I always thought a house recorded album would be like the funnest thing where it's like, all right, here's 2 months to just burn your days away placing amplifiers and drum sets in weird places trying to get the best mix.
That's my absolute dream. I agree with you. Like, I talked to the guys. I said, like, for one of our experiments, one of our albums or something, I want to go up to Helen, Georgia. I want to, like, rent a cabin. Like, there's some nice big cabins up there. Like, just go up there, bring some instruments and some, like, recording gear and just demo out like a whole album like within a week or so.
Dude, I would love to be a part of that, just to be in the room while you're doing
just come out and hang out.
And I'll cook food. Like, that'll be how I contribute. Like, you guys don't have
we'll
to sweat food.
Out.
Yeah,
moral
like
support.
I would just love to hear that and see that. Like, that's always been the dream, you know? Like a house,
also that
house
area
album.
Is just fun to like oh my god, it's like this mountain and then like, hey, check out these cabins, hang out there, like no service at all.
Josh,
they actually still have lightning bugs, you know.
Josh, record stuff. This guitar solo at 8 in the morning as the sun peaks over the mountains and a deer plays in the river, like, please.
And there's like beautiful trails all up and down there and like this really small like German town up there. It's really fucking cool.
God,
good
man.
Stuff
music. Quality. with the boys or the band and like creating shit, man. That is such a unique experience.
We got a lot of projects coming down the pike, so fuck it. Let's all make some shit.
Good stuff. One second.
Oh, fine. Jesus Christ. Don't. 1 second. We got 2 people here. I'm supposed to like fill for time. We're recording right now.
You can vamp. Don't even.
It's true. I can. Just like the one from Metal Gear Solid.
God damn it!
Final battle, sudden death, fight, knockout, Double KO. Time's up. Ring out. Perfect. You win.